morning, all. This is Larry Carpenter. It is Friday, March 6th. It is now exactly 8:30. We call to order the conference call of the State Fish and Wildlife Commission. Our first item on the agenda is proposed land transactions, briefing, public hearing, and decision. This is a decision, and there's public input if there are any. So take it away.
Very good. Chairman, members of the commission, director and deputy, my name is Julie Sandberg. I am the manager for the real estate services section of the AAA, and I'm here today to present a transaction to you. This is the Logan property. In front of you, you have the memo to the director and then three maps, and I think it would probably be easiest if I just walk through the maps and talk about the project. For several years, we've been working on a boat ramp restoration project at Point No Point. Look at the map 1A, the very first one. It's a larger vicinity map, and you can see the dot on the western side of the Kitsap Peninsula that shows the proposed acquisition referred to as the Logan property. The Hood Canal Floating Bridge is the red line to the southwest, Whidbey Island to the north. The next map just zooms in a little bit closer and shows you the relationship to the Point No Point boat launch just across the peninsula. We also have a Buck Lake water access site in that area. The acquisition, again, is for mitigation of the Point No Point boat ramp restoration project, which requires, after much negotiation with several area and others, that we provide 400 linear feet of shoreline to mitigate for this restoration going on. We were able to locate this 0.22-acre Logan property as mitigation. It provides, I believe, close to 150 feet of shoreline. If you refer to map 1C, it's a kind of a Google map showing the topography of the area. Marked in red is our property that sits right on the shore.
Commissioners, this is Joe Storr. Are you hearing us all right?
No.
It's a little broken, Joe.
It's very broken.
Good morning, Conrad. It sounds like somebody's playing a harp or something.
Is that better?
We don't know until we start talking.
Have Julie get going. Let's see how that works again.
Try to keep going here. If I need to repeat anything or if you have questions, please feel free to interrupt me. So the map 1C, again, shows a red box with the property that we're proposing to acquire. It sits right on the shoreline. It's at the end of a county road, which is basically a driveway. It also is part of a homeowners association. Our region folks have spent some time out there with the homeowners association to talk to them about our project to acquire the property, as well as to remove about 125-foot bulkhead right along the shoreline. If you refer to the very last map, you'll see exactly what we're talking about here. The top map shows you again the property at the very end of this road. Sits right on the water. It has that bulkhead, which will be removed as part of our project here. This is not going to be marketed as public access or public recreation. It will be appropriate for walk-in access to the beach, but there'll be some large boulders put there to prevent this partying and from anyone trying to park in the area. The project is funded by Jobs Now money, which was intended for the Point No Point project and now is being spent also to acquire some property. So again, when we complete the acquisition, we'll have about 150 feet towards the ultimate 400 feet of acquired shoreline as mitigation. We also have another property that we're looking at to try to complete this in order to keep that Point No Point project moving. Are there any questions? The value of the property, it's been reviewed, appraised and reviewed for $295,000, and the department recommends the commission approve the acquisition of the Logan property.
Mr. Vice Chair?
Yes, Commissioner Wenger?
I don't know if Julie is the right person to answer this question, but I'd just like someone to refresh my memory. Is the Point No Point boat ramp one of the items that was on the list that the sport fishers, the sport fishing leadership brought up is something that needs to be dealt with soon, that they wanted action on soon?
Commissioner Wecker, this is Joe Storr. I know it's important to them. I know that there's been a lot of discussion about why is it taking so long, and we spent a lot of time explaining the tribal concerns and the need for mitigation. As you remember, we completed the work on the upland piece, and then the ramp itself, the in-water work, was waiting for this mitigation to occur. I believe it was in that August 5th letter from the rec community. I don't have that in front of me.
Yeah, I think it was, too. And the mitigation work was an obstacle, as I recall, to moving forward as we would like. So I think this is an important transaction here.
I seem to recall that it was in that August discussion we had, too.
Right, yeah.
Mr. Vice Chair, Commissioner
Megan.
There is another associated problem with this, and I don't know if this is the right time to begin to discuss this, but I've heard from the recreational fishing community that they're very concerned about the use of the Point No Point facility and ramp by commercial fishers, both tribal and non-tribal commercial fishermen, and the location of their boats overnight or even during the day, large boats. I've been involved in a little bit of the correspondence on that. I don't know to what extent that's related to this, but I suspect that there is a relationship, and I'd like to know what it is.
Commissioner Mankin, this is Joe Storr again. I'm trying to recall specifics, but I do know there was a longstanding concern around tribal and non-tribal fishers, some commercial, I believe, on the tribal side, setting up shop near the end of the ramp and blocking access for people coming and going. I believe, has been part of the discussions with the tribes. And there's some sense of working towards a resolution of that. That may be above and beyond the question of the purchase.
But is it not true that the purchase is moving forward towards that ultimate decision as to what the use and activity of that boat ramp would be?
I think that's part of the future discussion, Commissioner.
Thank you, Joe.
Let me ask the question of whoever wants to answer this. If we were to go ahead and approve this land's purchase, it'd probably not be appropriate to attach a caveat to it of making sure that there's some management scheme in place for the use of that facility as far as launching and retrieving boats and a timeline for which people can leave their truck and trailer on the ramp and tying up other people or something like that. Is there a way that we can do that and make sure we do this in the best spirit of all the public's needs?
This is Julie Sandberg. I know from discussions with our region director, Michelle Culver, that she has spent a tremendous amount of time trying to shepherd this project forward and work with the tribes. And to get us to this point where one tribe apparently had agreed that this open property would serve as mitigation to appease the rest of the folks, we had to agree to acquire another property. And so once we have acquired them, then we can move forward with the rest of our permits with the Army Corps of Engineers. So the project is moving, and we're at a real critical point right now to try to show progress with these acquisitions, which is why we put them onto this agenda.
Commissioner Carpenter, this is Joe. I don't believe we've ever attached to a purchase, access purchase, any kind of condition like you're speaking of, so that would be new territory. I'm not even sure how we would do that.
Mr. Vice Chair.
Yes, Commissioner White.
I think it would be inappropriate to attach such a condition or precondition on a an acquisition approval decision by the commission. But the commission is absolutely free to provide guidance to staff regarding the other piece of this project, which is the boat ramp itself. And that issue, I think we ought to take up because there's complexity to it worth delving into. Maybe the Fish Committee would be the appropriate place for that at first. But I don't think it's appropriate to attach that kind of condition on a decision by the commission to approve this land transaction.
And there's precedent for doing that the way you said, right, of having the commission put forth a recommendation to staff.
Mm-hmm. Vice Chair, this is Joe again.
Yeah, go ahead.
One possible idea would be to come to the commission in, let's say, May with a staff report. Maybe you have Regional Director Culver there because she's been front and center on this project. And we could just explain, you know, where we are in terms of implementing the plan to purchase and construct the ramp and all the associated stakeholder work that's gone on with that, you know, what signage, other steps we've taken to put the ramp in place.
Perfect. Yeah, let's plan on that, please, Joe. Okay, before we move on here to a motion, can I just ask for all those on the line to identify themselves, a roll call, if you will?
Commissioner Smith.
Commissioner Mankin.
Commissioner Keeney.
Commissioner Wecker.
Kehoe.
And then we have the three staff members, is that correct?
Well, we've been joined, in addition to Director Julie Sandberg, myself, we have Clay Sprague and Darren Friedel are both here.
Okay, thank you. We'll go back.
Mr. Vice Chair, I have a quick question.
Go ahead, Commissioner Kehoe.
Julie, I know you touched on this, and I think I had a little difficulty hearing you. You mentioned the funding source for the purchase. Can you repeat that?
The funding source was capital, state capital budget, jobs now bill.
Okay, thanks.
Does anyone have a motion to?
Yes, Commissioner Smith.
Mr. Smith.
I move to approve the proposed land transaction as presented.
We have a motion. Do we have a second? Commissioner Wecker.
Second
that. Thank you, Commissioner Wecker. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Do we have any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.